Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And today, the Boeing 737 MAX launched its first commercial flight since two fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia resulted in the plane's grounding nearly 2 years ago. The 737 MAX carried passengers from Miami to New York's LaGuardia Airport on a flight operated by American Airlines, despite protests from families of the crash victims who say the plane still isn't safe. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Robin.
So a tender time for a lot of those families, but this maiden commercial voyage takes place today after the Federal Aviation Administration cleared the plane for takeoff last month. We spoke, you and I, when there was a flight for the press, some of whom watched a mechanic replace a flawed system. What made the FAA decide this plane is safe enough?
Well, if you think back to what caused the crashes, you had this system, MCAS, as a lot of people remember, that was supposed to prevent crashes, and instead the system itself seemed to have caused those crashes, seemed to be too aggressive, relied on a faulty reading from just one sensor, and then the pilots couldn't override it. So this is basically the FAA saying that those things have now changed, that you would have to have two sensors in agreement before the system would activate, that it's just not as aggressive, and that pilots would indeed be able to deactivate the system if they thought it was activated in error.
Right. Well, the families, as we said, of victims in the crashes have been fuming. They say the plane should not have been recertified. What's the basis for their argument?
Well, they say some of the problems with the initial certification, accusations that Boeing and the FAA were perhaps too cozy, occurred again during the recertification. There was a Senate Commerce Committee report that, among other things, pointed out some good and some bad, sort of suggested that that the mm-hmm. FAA was this, that the Boeing rather was essentially coaching the FAA during the process, mm-hmm. Working mm-hmm. a little too closely together. And the families say that should have prevented the recertification.
Okay. Well, United and Southwest are supposed to begin flying the MAX again in the coming months. Why did American go first? And is there a requirement for training? That was a complaint last time. The pilots weren't properly trained.
Yeah, and that's part of what has happened now. These pilots understand a lot more about that system. There were pilots who basically just didn't know the system existed to one degree or another last time. American has said, look, somebody has to go first, and they're not going to restore confidence in the plane by leaving it on the ground. Basically, you got to get up in the air. They understand that there are going to be people who are not going to want to fly it right now, but that's going to happen regardless. So especially right now, while demand for travel is quite low, they want to get through that now.
What if you are booked and don't want to fly it?
Well, right now you have all that flexibility. Really, it's a COVID-19 anyway. You can usually change your plans. And on top of that, these airlines have all said that if somebody doesn't want to fly on that plane, they're going to be very flexible about it. Keep in mind, airlines do switch airplanes for various reasons. You know, you have a mechanical issue with one plane and bring in the other one. But if you see a MAX at the gate and you don't want to get on it, you just tell the airline. They'll put you on a different flight.
You mentioned COVID-19. We just have less than a minute here, but Christmas travel was down compared to a year ago, but still millions flying, even though health officials said, please don't. What's the latest on how travel is spending COVID-19 briefly?
Yeah, road trips too. Another data point, a company called Arrivalist, which tracks GPS data, says Christmas was down about 30%, but Thanksgiving was down 35%. In other words, more people flying, traveling by road too at Christmas. Health authorities are saying this is how the virus spreads. It's not the flight. It's the people moving around the country.
Seth Kaplan, our transportation analyst, thanks so much.